You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 47. This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be.
Hey friends, welcome back to this week's episode.
We're on episode number 47 this week, and we're talking about when your husband is not on board, or your spouse, if the husband wants to homeschool and the wife doesn't. So what do you do when you have conflicting ideas?
Yeah, marriage is an interesting beast, mm-hmm. just to like start off with, because you're bringing two people together who grew up with different childhood, different experiences, different thoughts, different views, maybe even different culturals.
Yeah.
Like one of you grew up in the States, one of you grew up in a different country. And then you're like, hey, I have a great idea. Let's have kids and raise them together.
And try to blend all those differences.
Right? Yeah. And so there's naturally going to be a lot of difference of opinions and how to do things. Like, my way's the right way. You know, my way's the right way.
Right. Yeah. Right. And you may both disagree on a lot of things often.
Yeah. I know when we first got married, like my husband couldn't breathe right. You know, like he put the silverware away wrong. And I grew up with all girls and I didn't know boys left toilet seats up. And I cried because I was like, I've married a monster who has the audacity to leave a toilet seat up, right? So bless his heart that we figured it out. But like, it seems like it'd be so amazing if we agreed on everything.
Yeah, it would be nice. But life would be too easy.
I was going to say it'd be so boring.
It would be boring. That's true. Like,
give me a challenge.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, so it would be really nice, but that's not the case. So today we're going to talk about when we disagree and what we can do about those things. And what if your husband doesn't support your choice, or if you're the husband, if your wife doesn't support your choice? I know somebody in that situation where the husband's really pushing for homeschooling and the wife doesn't want to do it, but she's the one that would be doing it.
Right.
And so ultimately, if she chooses not to, it's probably not going to happen, right?
Yeah. So it's kind of an interesting beast, huh? Mm-hmm. So we're going to break this up into three different categories. First, we're going to do, for those of you who want to homeschool, but your spouse says no, like, nope, I don't want this. The second one is if you are already homeschooling and your spouse has some serious concerns or is giving you backlash, or you feel like there's a lot of backlash there. And the third one is if you want your spouse to help and they are just like, nope, not my thing.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about those three areas. So we'll talk very first for those of you who want to homeschool, but your spouse says no.
Yeah. So first of all, I think personally, if you decide you want to homeschool and your spouse is saying no, don't just go do it anyway. I think there needs to be some discussion and some mutual respect and coming to the conclusions and the choices together. Ponder the pros and cons of what you think are good and bad about the choice for your family. And if you still come to different conclusions, then there's some things you have to figure out, right?
Mm-hmm. Was your husband on board at the beginning?
Mine was. We kind of came to the idea at the same time. We were both reading a book that one of his clients actually had recommended to him, and was about, I think it was Dumbing Us Down.
Oh, okay.
By John Taylor Gatto. And someone gave it to him, and he read it, and he said, you need to read this. And I read it, and we both at the same time were kind of coming to that conclusion. And neither of us really wanted to.
Right. Wasn't especially something with the teaching degree and everything, right?
Yeah,
right.
I was teaching school. And I just only knew weird people that homeschooled at that point, like some really crazies from my life growing up. And so it wasn't something that I was super interested in. And so it took a lot of prayer and a lot of thinking and pondering and reading books about it to really come to the conclusion that I could do it and felt okay with it.
Yeah. It's interesting. My husband's actually really into education. And so we were going to do a private school route. Mm-hmm. And like, we feel like this is the best for our children. And I've talked before about that year of kindergarten we did that was just chaos, and I had all these little kids. So I'm like, I think I want to homeschool. And he had a lot of concerns, and I don't think it was necessarily with being homeschooled, but I had a lot of little children. I had struggled with depression before. I got overwhelmed easily. And so I think out of love and concern for my own mental health, like, can you handle more?
And I think that's often the case with husbands. Like, if they are disagreeing with this choice, I think I've seen most often mm-hmm. that the reason is because they're concerned about their wife and yeah. their ability to handle all these things. Cause we put a lot of pressure on ourselves already. And so if you're adding another really big burden to your life, that could break you. And they don't want you to do that. They yeah, don't want that like to happen.
They want a
to
healthy
you.
Wife. Mm-hmm. I had a friend, he once told me, he goes, I would have loved more children. They have 3 children. He's like, I would have loved more children, but I also didn't want my wife to end up in the loony bin. Aww. So it was more important to me to have a healthy wife.
I kind of feel that way about me as well. Yeah. I would have loved more children, but I don't think that my husband could have handled it.
Yeah. So 4 is a great number. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. So I think a really great step to start with this too is creating a vision for what you want for your family. And so my husband and I laugh about this is that we have the same end goal, idea, yeah. vision for our family, that we want to be traveling together. We want to have fun together, to be doing a lot of family events together. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we disagree of the path to get there.
Yeah, definitely.
And so I think if you can come with your husband and say, like, what do we want as a family, and create this vision, and then show how homeschooling can help fulfill those needs of the vision, mm-hmm. right? So yeah. if you have a family that enjoys being together, you're like, with homeschooling, we are creating this culture of we are used to each other. So when we're on a family vacation, our kids are each other's friends.
Yeah.
So it's not this weird thing, yeah. right?
I think it was at church on Sunday. They were talking about kids that just don't want to be around their parents. They just always want to be in their with yeah. their friends all the time. And I was listening to that conversation and I was thinking about my own children who, of course, love their friends.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like it's been as extreme as I've seen it in other families because we've really built those friendships within our own family. And it's yeah. really nice. That is one benefit that I've loved.
That's funny. On that side tangent, our kids were in our homeschool co-op play mm-hmm. last weekend, and they went out the Friday night all together. Yours, Brynn, went too, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And then Saturday, they all wanted to go again, and both of us said no.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting because my girls were a little bit bummed. There may have been tears, but they were able to be like, okay, we understand. Mm-hmm. Like, we're tired. We're exhausted. We've been doing this all day because of that relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know yours.
And mine were just fine. We told them ahead of time, you're not going out tonight. You did last night. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so they knew going into the day that it wasn't going to happen, which was good.
Yeah.
We were okay.
But. So I think once you can get past, like, finding out what your husband, I'm going to say husbands, but it could be both ways. But mm-hmm. my mouth keeps saying husband.
It's good.
So find out what his concerns are. So is it your emotional and mental health? Is it a big concern are the socials?
Yeah.
The social stuff with kids. Go re-listen to episode.
I don't remember the numbers.
2 or 3. It's right at the beginning.
Right at the beginning. Yeah.
About the social stuff. Academics is mm-hmm. a big one. Will our kids be smart enough?
Are we smart enough to homeschool them? That was one of our 4 episodes.
Yeah, maybe not.
And that's a concern I've heard from some husbands as well with their wives that they think, oh, you know, maybe she didn't get a college degree or maybe she, I don't know, doesn't read enough or right. something to be smart enough to teach the kids. And you'd never want to actually say that to your spouse, like, oh, you're too dumb.
Yeah, like, I think you're an
idiot. Hopefully they wouldn't say it in those words, but that could be a valid concern.
Yeah. Also. And then another one could be sports. Mm-hmm. And I know, like, my husband was a big football player mm-hmm. and, like, sports were a huge part of his life.
Yeah, mine
and so
as
sports
well.
Was a concern. Did mm-hmm. he play football too?
He played basketball. He was a swimmer.
Okay.
He did several. I don't know if I think he said he played football for a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. He was in a really small town, so he could play whatever.
Where
he
did
wanted.
He grow up?
Northern California.
Oh, okay. I was mm-hmm. going to say, I always just assumed, I guess I know you're not from here, but mm-hmm. I assumed he was.
No.
But yeah, so going through those concerns and then addressing them and finding a solution for each of them.
Yeah. And I think you really need to validate each other's concerns. Like mm-hmm. don't just blow them off and don't just think of them as, oh, that's like,
whatever. Yeah, not a big deal.
You know, if it really matters to them, then you need to take some time to understand it and be respectful of their feelings there. And don't make this whole thing into a battle. This doesn't need to be a fight. If it's going to cause fights in your marriage, then it may not be worth it at this time because your marriage matters a lot.
Yeah. And so, and also there's also with that too of asking maybe like, give me a trial period.
Yes.
Let me try a year. Let me try mm-hmm. a semester. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
I would even say
people will try it through the summer instead of during the school year. So they have, you know, a month or so in the summertime where they're doing this as if they were doing homeschool just to see what it's like and see if they can handle it and if their kids like it and if their spouse agrees. And so maybe that's a time when you could give it a trial without even having to pull your kids out.
Yeah. But I've even talked to, I guess we'll go into this one in the next one. So I'll put a pin in that. Okay. So our second concern. So the first one is you want to homeschool, but husband says no. Mm-hmm. So finding out the concerns, addressing them, finding solutions, coming together. You're a union, right? Like yeah. You don't want to end a marriage over homeschool.
Right.
Second one, you are already homeschooling and husband has some concerns. So this is actually something that comes up quite a bit in coaching.
Yeah.
With it. And one of the first things to do is to not take it personally. Isn't that sound so beautiful and easy?
Yeah, it sounds easy, but it's hard not to.
Right? Because you feel like, oh, I must be a terrible mom, a terrible teacher.
I'm failing at homeschooling.
I'm failing. I can't do anything right.
Yeah. I think, sorry, I'm stuttering. My sister was homeschooling for a little while, for a few years with her kids, and her husband often had concerns over it. And she's kind of free-spirited and would take off and go and just do things often. And so they weren't frequently at home doing school. And so he was just worried that the kids weren't getting enough. And he would come home and drill the kids sometimes. And that was really frustrating to her. And also grandparents were doing the same thing. And I've actually seen that with friends and cousins and stuff in my own family, where people are drilling the kids to make sure they're actually learning what they're supposed to be learning. And that is so inappropriate and so unhealthy.
I know you would never do that to a kid in regular school.
I would never do that to somebody.
Give me your grades. What did you get?
No, it's not your place.
Yeah.
As a husband, if you're doing that to your wife, that's going to make her feel terrible also. You know, you can, in a gentle way, talk about what you're learning, but you don't need to drill them and make sure they're actually learning.
Yeah.
So that's just my two cents on that.
Well, so I have one of my clients. She, her husband, I don't know if he was an engineer, but math was like the biggest subject that he was concerned about. Mm-hmm. And he was really pushing the certain math curriculum, and she hated it. Her children hated it. Mm-hmm. So then they don't want to do the math curriculum. Right. He was quizzing them at night. Mm-hmm. So we kind of got to this coaching space of, instead of her taking it personally and she thinking she's a failure, right, of saying, what do you want? And she goes, I want to try this other math program. Mm-hmm. I want to do this. So she actually, from a space of love, instead of this like defensive, like, listen up, buddy, this is what I'm going to do, right? But from the space of love, saying, I hear you. I hear that you have some concerns with math and I get it. Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to take a little bit of leap of faith with me here and allow me to try some different curriculums until we find the one that works for us?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of jumping around of like, this works for kid A, this works for kid B.
And that happens a lot in homeschool until you find the right thing for the right kids. And so it can be a challenge. I think especially, you know, in a situation like where the husband has an expertise in an area, which we're all going to have that in different areas in our homes. And like, her husband is amazing at foreign languages and she wishes he could help there. And we'll talk about that later. But, and you know, you're all going to have your different areas. And if there's somebody that's amazing at math, they're going to be specific and particular about what they want their kids learning. And so you need to do it in a gentle way and be loving and accepting.
Have faith in yourself, right? And just listen to his concerns. And then from a space of love, because if you're coming at him like with claws out, it's not going to end well, right?
Right.
Yeah. But if you can come at it with just like, I love you, I hear you, can we try some different things? Or do you think you could help me with this subject? Mm-hmm. And so when I think she asked him that originally, and he was like, I can't. And she goes, okay, then please give me some breathing room and allow me to try some things.
Yeah.
There are two sides of this, where you have a husband's concerns and like we were talking about with the math, right? And it's like, okay, give me some breathing room and let me try some things, be willing to fail a few times. But then there's also, is there some truth to what your husband's saying?
Right.
And just like you were talking about
with my sister,
with your sister.
Yeah. Yeah. Where there were often times where she was just off playing instead of having, you know, a consistent schedule with her kids. And so there may have been some valid concerns that he had there. And so maybe just think about it in your own life and are his concerns valid? This is not a criticism of you and your abilities, but just really take a look in the mirror and think it through. And am I actually keeping a consistent schedule and actually teaching the kids what they need to be learning and following through on these routines that we need to have? And if not, then maybe that's something to rethink also.
Yeah. And so it was interesting. So I started homeschooling the same time as this friend. And she was always upset because she was like, my husband's always on my case and he feels like I'm not doing anything and that I don't teach the kids. And I mean, I got to see her because we were experiencing this together. Mm-hmm. And he had some really valid concerns that she liked working, which is fine. Mm-hmm. We obviously both work. But it became the priority.
Yeah.
So it was like, yeah, we'll get to school. Go watch his show again. Mm. Ah, we'll get to school. And so for years, she did this where she just kept putting off school, where in her mind, it was this beautiful vision of sitting in the forest and reading books, but the application of it just didn't speak to her heart. And I don't think she ever could. She never really got there. Mm-hmm. And so she would always get mad at her husband because then if you're mad at your husband, then you don't have to look at yourself. Mm. Right. And so it's like, well, I had to quit because of him instead of saying, no, I quit because I wasn't a good fit. Mm. I actually love working and I wanted to keep working. And so her kids are in school and they're fine now, but like they struggled when they got in and she works full time and she loves working. Mm-hmm. And so just being willing to be honest with yourself. If there are some concerns, to really look at it and say, okay, my husband has some concerns with a child not reading.
Yeah.
And so like, is there dyslexia? Is that an issue? You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And then studying about reading, am I trying with this child? Am I doing different things? Are we actually trying to read?
Yes. Know? Yeah.
And being willing to look in the mirror.
Yeah. That's great.
Okay. So our last one.
The husband won't help with homeschool. Do any of you guys have husbands that are not helpers and you wish they were?
Yeah.
Both of us do not have husbands that help us.
Not in homeschool.
I mean, my husband's a great helper. I don't mean it in that way. But he doesn't do any of the schooling. I do it all.
Yeah, we tried in the beginning, like she said, with foreign languages. Mm-hmm. And so it was a way because they were little and so I could have a little bit of a break that they would go to his office and do Spanish. And it quickly turned into TV time and donuts.
Oh, no.
And so did not last very long, even though, like, I would have loved it. And I still would love it if he would do entrepreneur stuff, mm-hmm. finance, foreign language. There are so many subjects that he would be amazing with, especially when he's so passionate about mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm.
And mine as well. There's a lot of things that he could teach my kids, but he works long hours and he comes home really tired, just like I'm really tired at the end of the day. And so it's really understandable when he's working so hard to help support our family in that way. If he doesn't have the time and the energy when he comes home, I just have to be okay with that. And ultimately, this is a choice I made to do with my children. And if it were too much for me to do on my own without his help, I could choose to put them into school. And I know that he just doesn't have the bandwidth to do it.
Yeah. So what I like to do too with people when they're like, I need my husband to do these things. Mm-hmm. I like to have people write down what it is they'd like their husband to do. And if you're like, you could even take it to your husband and say, could you do any of these? And if he was like, no, not one of them, then you find out a different way to get those done. Mm-hmm. So Duolingo has become our foreign language because I don't have the knowledge to teach them a foreign language. Right. So Duolingo's fulfilled that need. Mm-hmm. I know cleaning is a big one that people are like, well, husband, could you clean the house then or do something like that? And if he says no, hire a cleaner. Mm-hmm. Like they're beautiful. I love them.
Or teach your kids to clean.
Yeah. Both. Definitely that one first, but like somebody to come in and do some deep cleans.
Yeah.
And like that's
I want that.
Awesome. Yeah. I keep it on my fridge so I remember that's what I'm going to do one day.
That's your goal.
Yeah. Yes. let's see what else. Have your kids make the meals. Mm-hmm. So if you're like, it's so hard to homeschool and cook. So maybe have your kids make the meals. Freezer meals mm-hmm. are an easy one you could do with your kids in bulk.
Yeah. Or with friends ahead of time. Yeah. Yeah. Those are definitely things, you know, and I think sometimes we have a lot of expectations of our spouse that can't always be met. Mm-hmm. And it's okay if you guys disagree. It's okay if he or you can't fulfill all these things, but find a way to compromise and find a way to make it work.
Yeah.
In a loving and gentle way.
I've even seen some clients do where she'll be like, I would like a break more often. And the husband's like, I can't just leave work and come home and do this. So one client had somebody that her kids went to twice a week for an hour or two.
Oh yeah.
And she could do anything she wanted in that time.
She could sleep, read,
like she could clean if she wanted. I don't think she did. She was pretty good to like utilize that time
for herself.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so if you are like in the week time, I would like a mental break and I don't have an older kid to mm-hmm. watch, think of ways that, like, if you can hire somebody, great. If not, do a kid swap with somebody. Because sometimes that, like, I've done kid swaps before, where it's actually not too bad because they just entertain your kids. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, you take Tuesday, I'll take Thursday, and each of us get 3 hours.
Yeah.
And you can go do whatever it is
you
want.
Or even, you know, finding a little place to enroll them in school type thing. Like you had, I don't remember what you said you did, like a twice a week co-op type thing where you can drop them off for a few hours a day. If you can find something like that, if you need a break, it's another good option.
There are also some elementary schools or high schools you can do just part day, half-time school, just certain subjects, stuff like that. So it's basically finding out what it is you want and how can you make that happen. Like your husband's on board, like, babe, you can homeschool, but I'm just your cheerleader.
Right.
And your paycheck.
Right.
For my homeschool supplies, I meant that way. But and then find out how you can make that all happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hopefully this helps you guys. And if you have more struggles or questions, let us know. And we're happy to help you out as much as we can.
Yeah. And if you want anybody, just so you know, if you go to coachmegthomas.com, you can do a little chat with me and we can help you figure out a solution to those things.
Yeah. Thanks so much for listening today. Have a great week.
Yeah. See you guys.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.